Imagine having the time to do nothing but look at and think about art. Would you be more creative and less stressed? Renowned artist Bartzi Kerr spent a month living inside the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. The Gardner is now exhibiting sketches and a journal from her time wandering one of the most storied museums in the country. WBUR's Maria Garcia has the story.
A fall breeze wafts through the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum's perfectly manicured courtyard as prominent artist Bartzi Kerr remembers the month she lived here in 2013.
Fast. It really was the first time in maybe 12, 15 years that I'd just taken time out for myself.
Sotheby's has called Kerr the leading female artist of her generation. She lives a pretty hectic life in New Delhi, where she paints and creates sculptures, one which sold for over $1 million, breaking records for women artists in India. At the Gardner, Kerr lived in a quiet one-bedroom apartment in the museum's new wing. She was there as part of the artist-in-residency program, which museum officials say is meant to give artists the gift of time with no expectations. Her days and evenings were filled with discovering and pondering art.
You know, you're thinking, you're reading, you're writing, because you suddenly have time only for yourself.
Every day at 4 o'clock, just at the perfect moment when the sun's evening rays would drape over the museum's second floor, Kerr would sit and stare at Diego Velázquez's 400-year-old painting of King Philip IV of Spain. She sought to do nothing but simply look at the way Velázquez created depth through paint.
I think I was an open book. I really was. I just thought, okay, what's here? And what is it that I'm looking at? I felt sort of strangely like an old classicist when I came to stay in the Gardner.
I asked museum visitors what they'd do if they could stay at the Gardner for a few weeks. 5-year-old Thomas O'Connor said he'd do nothing but sketch knights in armor.
I would think it would be wonderful and you would get to see stuff that you haven't seen when you used to live here. And when you saw something that you really, really like.
Most visitors said they'd be inspired to create something.
Find a little cloistered corner and sit down and begin writing or painting.
Just the vibe, I think, would definitely help me to create something beautiful. I think if I lived here, I'd probably be a better me.
That's Eve Jones from England and Mimi Suthichak from Boston, who visited the Gardner this week. Their answers made me think, would we all be better versions of ourselves if we slowed down for art? Or as Kerr put it,
really gifting yourself a space.
A 2014 study by German researchers found that evaluating art doesn't do much to your brain. But creating art can build resilience to stress and trigger the part of your brain that controls self-reflection and empathy.
What you go away with is not immediately apparent. It's, you know, things emerge over time because as artists, we sort of collect and build on our own libraries.
Kerr didn't realize how deeply her Gardner stay had touched her until years later. Her sketches from that time, drawings of her hands, Madonnas with child, abstract renderings of the work inside the Gardner reveal how her residency influenced her future work, including a sculpture of 6 women.
Sort of being a sort of testament to my time here, the fact that I was drawing and writing and thinking, and I wanted to mark the sketchbook. And the strange thing is, like, a year later when I made the sculpture of the 6 women, the 6 women are sitting in exactly the same position that my hands were in when I made the drawing.
The effects of art on us may not be immediately apparent, but they're there, marinating, cultivating, perhaps even inspiring us to create. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.